Hello and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion and worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available.
Abraham says to the servants, we're going to go do this worship, but we're coming back. The writer of the Hebrews says that Abraham received his son back in a figure like a resurrection. You see, in Abraham's mind, this was a done deal. He was going to sacrifice his son. But he received him back. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac and took the fire and the knife and they went together and Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and he said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And Isaac said to him, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said in verse 8, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. And so the two of them went together. Beloved, don't miss this. Abraham went to sacrifice to the Lord and he didn't have a sacrifice but his son. But Abraham says to his son, God will provide. We need a sacrifice and God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. So they came to the place of which God had told them and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order and he bound Isaac his son and he laid him on the altar upon the wood and Abraham stretched out his hand and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord said, do not lay your hand to the lad or do anything, for I know now that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted his eyes and he looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket. And he took this ram and he offered it up for the burnt offering instead of the son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. Beloved, this whole account here prefigures the lamb that God provides for us. He is prefigured in all the types, in all the shadows, in all the ceremonies of the law, in all the burnt offerings that were given. He is prefigured, He is foreshadowed in all of these things. They all point to Him. And what we have here is an account of the substitutionary atonement that it cannot be by man's hands. God has to provide the atonement. God has to provide what is necessary. And Abraham says, the Lord will provide. The Lord will give what is needed. The word there, provide, is in the Hebrew term, actually comes from a root word that means to see. And what Abraham is saying after Isaac says, where is the lamb for the offering? The Lord will see to it. God will see to this work. It's His to do. Let Him do it. Now, any of you that have ever went deer hunting, you know that you get out there in the field and you see wild deer. They don't come to you. They run from you. And it's not when they see you 5 feet away. It's from a long distance before you ever see them. They hear and smell you coming. And here's this ram, which would not have been there. The ram was not there as Isaac and Abraham came up to the mountain and built an altar. The ram was not there, beloved. That's the point. The Lord provided this ram. Sovereignly, He brings the ram and He brings it in place of Isaac the son. What is your greatest need today? If you cannot say your greatest need is the salvation of your soul, then you have not understood your sin. Your greatest need right here and right now is forgiveness from God. Our greatest need, beloved, is cleansing from the Lord. We need our sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. I need to be covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's my greatest need. And this account demonstrates that man cannot provide it on his own. God must give it. What do you need? What do I need? I need full pardon, full forgiveness. The Lord will provide. Mount Moriah. This is where Jesus was crucified. If you read 1 Chronicles, about in chapter 29 or so, Solomon builds a temple to the Lord. And it says that he built the temple in Jerusalem, which is on Mount Moriah. And what we have prefigured in Abraham and Isaac is the Father and the Son. We have the temporal Father and Son, the Father of the nations, the Father of the faithful, and we have the eternal Father in His Son. And it's on Mount Moriah that the eternal Father offered up His Son, providing Him as a lamb for the sacrifice for sinners. It's not a mistake when you read in John chapter 1 and John the Baptist, who was baptizing, looks up and he sees Christ coming and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's divine design. That's God's Lamb. That's the only means of salvation. Beloved, our need is a continual cleansing. Our need is to be covered in this Lamb. It was Philip that went to his brother Nathanael, and he told him, "We have found the Messiah, the one promised by Moses, the one spoken of by all the prophets." Now hold on to that, beloved, for a moment. By all the prophets. And so all the people of Israel were constantly saying to the prophets, "Where is the burnt offering?" And the prophets declared, "God will provide for Himself a lamb for the offering." Isaac is a prefigure of that Lamb. Can you see the prophets? Can you see them telling the people, "God will provide for us"? But where? Where is He? God will provide. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. They all spoke of the Christ. When you see this account, beloved, you see your sins being taken off the altar and being dealt with in Jesus Christ. Isaac would have been a dead sacrifice. He would have gotten what he deserved, to be burned up and to perish. And that's what we deserve. But God takes him off and he puts the ram on his son and he lays it all upon him. And what should have been meted out in each of us is meted out in the sacrifice, the lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Beloved, are you trusting in that lamb? When you have Christ, you have all that is necessary unto our salvation. He is our substitution. He is the one that took the whole fury and the wrath of God for our sins. As that ram would have been burnt to a crisp, it would have endured all of the flame, all of the fire. Even so, Christ took that for us. And it was Him who cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And you didn't hear a shout from heaven saying, stop your hand from Him. He must be sacrificed for the forgiveness of His people. Do you see, beloved? Do you see what a gross blasphemy it is to seek salvation anywhere other than Christ? To look to anyone other than Jesus? He is the Lamb spoken about from the beginning who would come and take away all the sins of all those who put their confidence and trust in Him. Are you trusting Him this morning? Do you see in Him that God the Father has provided for you? Have you laid hold of Him? If you have, your life will be evident by a walk of obedience. Because as Abraham offered up his son, his only son, the son in whom he loved, not knowing what was going to happen in this situation, he walked by faith and not by sight. Are you walking by faith? Knowing that even in the most trying times when the Lord tests you, when He sifts you, that He means to conform you into the image of His Son who gave His life to redeem you from your sins? Do you see in the most trying times that the Lord is working all of this together for your good? Do you see, beloved, that you can trust the promises of God? This text teaches us that God and God alone can provide salvation for His people. And those who trust in Him walk by faith in His Word.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerccus.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.